All right, nice to have you with us as we wrap up the season series between the Giants and the Marlins, all knotted up at 3-3. Giants have taken 2 of 3 here at Oracle Park, and the weather is holding pretty well. As John says, we should have a good start at about 105 today. But it is Giants and Marlins, and we bring in Mark Sanchez at Mark W. Sanchez, of course, on Twitter. And if he does a great job for KMBR.com covering the Giants. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. No, I nothing better than talking baseball with Marty. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, doing fine. Looking forward to this game starting on time. No one needs the delays. As you know, we like to get the game going and see where it's going to play out, especially for the pitching. And as John said, this looks like a bullpen day for the Marlins.
Yep. Well, I will say that, you know, the Giants and Marlins don't meet again this year. So even if it's not on time, I think we're going to see baseball at some point today, just because it, you know, there's not a whole lot of time to make it up after this. You can't just stitch in a doubleheader somewhere. But yeah, the Marlins are probably going a bullpen day. I think Ross Detweiler, a lefty, is supposed to start, but he's a reliever. I think we're going to see Richard Bleier at some point today. They're really going to stitch together a whole bunch of relievers. And with the Giants, I mean, normally that's welcomed. You know, they just flip lefty and righty bats, although the bench is pretty short right now. So they've got the righty bats in to start at least, but it's going to be interesting to see how Kapler manages with, you know, a much shorter bench and way fewer pinch hitters than usual.
Well, I think we're going to see a couple of pitchers, Curtis for the Marlins, a right-hander, and they talk about Paul Campbell coming in today. And as you said, Bleier, the left-hander as well. So we'll see how they play it. But for the Giants, the story of this season has really been the starting pitching. And today it's the weakest link apparently going today, and he was the strongest in spring training, and that's Logan Webb. What do you make of his start?
Well, first of all, Casale's catching him. So, I mean, I think that's probably going to be fine, and he's going to throw a shutout. I think that's how the Giants pitching is going right now. Yeah, he's been tough to sort of diagnose because you see the same sort of stuff that we saw in spring training when he was pretty unhittable. And obviously the competition is much stiffer once you get to the big leagues and the regular season. I think he's still trying to figure out when exactly to throw his changeup and how to mix up his pitches. You know, there are times when he gets an 0-2 count in a guy and tries to finish him off with a changeup, but leaves it in the middle of the plate. And that's a time when you're supposed to really bury one, and try to get the guy, you know, to go fishing for it. There are other times when he will get off to like a 2-0 hole because he's trying to get the guy to go fishing early in the count. I think he's still trying to figure out exactly how to use that pitch. And, you know, I'm not sure how many pitchers can throw a changeup about half the time. And that's what Logan Webb is doing. And that's kind of been the challenge with him all year. At the same time, you know, he's pitching at home today in cold weather where you figure the ball's not going to travel well, especially after pitching in Philly last time. I mean, this is when he can really get back on track, I think.
Well, plus he goes against the Marlins, who are loaded with right-handed hitters except for Chisholm and Dickerson. So he gets to go against the Marlins, so that should help him as well. But, boy, to see him in spring training and do the things that you just described and then to see him in the regular season and not do them, it really, for me, this was a surprise. I didn't see this coming.
Right. It's been interesting because there were concerns about just about, I mean, apart from Gausman, just about everyone else in the rotation at spring, that they were hiding Aaron Sanchez and throwing him in sim games rather than Cactus League games, and Cueto looked awful. And Alex Wood was hurt. You know, there were questions from everyone else, and meanwhile, Webb was nearly perfect, and, you know, he was the sixth starter to in the competition to start, and then he was their number three starter, you know, coming out of camp. I think that they still like the stuff a whole lot. They see that changeup, and they see the swings and misses that he gets on it, and they still think at some point it'll translate. But they're no longer at a stage where they can just keep throwing him out there and waiting for that to change. You know, that they're actually a pretty good team, it seems like. And so, you know, Johnny does not seem to be ready to return just yet. They don't think he's going to take his next start in the rotation. So he's still, you know, maybe a week away at best. So he's going to get today, and he's going to get probably one more chance after that to sort of show that he can stick, you know, if he can.
Okay, good evaluation. For Cueto, until I see him pitching again, you know, he's got to ramp it up again. It's going to take a little while, so he's still not ready. What's the report on Longoria and Crawford? Because neither one are put on the injured list, but both have sort of been in and out of the lineup, and Craw has really struggled offensively now, and Longoria, we really haven't seen him for a few days. What's up with those two?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the fact that they called up Vossler yesterday, I think signals that maybe the concern is greater for Longoria than it is with Crawford, because if Crawford, I think, were an IL candidate, then they would get Tyro Estrada up right away, because, you know, behind Dubon, I mean, who are they playing at shortstop? That's a real hole on the roster. With Crawford, it's interesting because he's missed some time, and he's missing again today with two different injuries. That it was a rib cage, and then he was scratched yesterday with a quad. With Longoria, it's a hamstring. Kapler has said that he hopes they'll be available today off the bench, but you know, if one of those guys is available, I think they're happy, and I'm not confident in either at the moment. So they're going to play short, and it's, you know, with Longoria, I do wonder if, you know, if this drags on another day or two, maybe they just say, let's put him on a 10-day IL and have it be retroactive and just give him a little bit of a break. You know, he's very important to the Giants, not just the way he plays third base, but his bat, and he kills lefties. You know, if they see a stretch of righties coming up and he struggled against them, I mean, I think that's a time when you say, all right, let's give him a break and sort of reassess in a couple of days.
Well, the team has had Mark Sanchez with us. As I say, does a fabulous job at KNBR.com. You know, offensively, it's still a challenge. And we talked about this about 2 weeks ago. And Posey is still hitting in the 6th, 7th spot, probably 7th more than anything. Isn't it time to get him higher in the lineup?
It's amazing how these things turn, right? That Bochy was killed for the 2019 for putting him 3rd and 4th every day, and now Kapler's putting
him
7th.
Well, he was hitting 200 at that point. Now he's starting to hit the ball.
No, it's just funny how it turns. Yeah, you're right. It at some point I think they're going to have that conversation, but I think they're encouraged by Posey, and they think, you know, the rest of those guys can hit. You know, I think you're not going to see him leapfrog a Wilmer Flores or even a Darren Ruff, that type. I think they really like those at-bats, and it's more a reflection on those guys than it is Posey. But, I mean, look, Buster in pretty much every way has shown he's back with the swings against, you know, 98-mile-per-hour heat, with the way he's catching day games after night games, with the way he's throwing down the second base. The very fact that we can now have a conversation about should they put him higher in the lineup, I mean, that speaks volumes about how the start of his season has gone.
Mm. Fernando Tatis is in the Giants' future next weekend. It's Giants and the Padres. Did you see him last night with the two home runs and how he celebrated on each one?
I saw the close one eye and sort of stick it to Trevor Bauer, and I can't really tell you how much I enjoy that. I think it's tough for me to say, you know, as a guy who covers the Giants, how much I appreciate watching Fernando Tatis and just watching him be a personality in baseball. And you know, Trevor Bauer is also a personality, but one that I think a lot of guys around the league would like to see put in his place. There's a lot of frustration and annoyance about how he carries himself. And the fact that now guys like Tatis are free to sort of call him out on it and to sort of stick it right back to him, that it makes great baseball. And that is what the sport needs, I think. You know, you need personalities. You need rivalries. You need players poking fun at each other and battling each other and not just maybe loving each other. That is perfect for baseball, although I think the Giants will want to stay in this rivalry at some point.
Well, let's see. If he did that against the Giants, it'd be interesting to see the Giants' reaction, to see if they take it humorously like Bauer did. But we'll see next weekend. It's a good part of what's coming up. Let me ask you this, Mark. You've watched baseball for a good part of your life. Do you believe in the Giants yet? We know the Padres, Dodgers, we've taken a good look at them. Padres have some injuries here and there. Pitching, seems like everyone's getting hurt there. But do you believe in the Giants in the West? And if you do, how much?
I believe they're a pretty good team. I'm not sure I'm willing to say that I believe in them, that they're going to knock off the Padres or the Dodgers in the West. You know, they're going to get their chance. When they get the seven games, I think in May against the Dodgers, that's really a pretty big chance to show that, you know, we're in this conversation too. We're in the battle for the division too. And they're built pretty well to last a while. That they were not built with, you know, superstars in mind. They were built for depth. And even if the rotation goes down and either through injury or ineffectiveness, and I think that's going to happen at some point because it was built pretty much by injuries with other teams, and that's why they became Giants. You know, that's when you get a Tyler Beede up. That's when you get a Scott Kazmir. That's when you get those type of guys to as reinforcements. Even the bullpen, you know, there are a lot of guys in Sacramento who can help right now. There's John Brebbia at some point coming off Tommy John surgery to step in. I think the hitting's going to come around, and I think even if the pitching takes a step back, there's enough depth there to say that this can continue and they can be a good team. Now, that might mean that they're an 85-win team and they don't really sniff a playoff spot, which I think is probably where I'm at right now, that I think they're pretty good, but I don't think they're great, and, you know, we're talking 100 wins and NL West, and that is maybe what it's going to take in the NL West, just because, you know, the Dodgers are great and the Padres are great, and it's going to be tough knocking off one of the NL East teams for a wild card spot too. So it's a tough position they're in.
All right. Well, it is April and 85 wins. Boy, that would be pleasant right now. All right, Mark, great to have you on. And in May, they've got six with San Diego, and then they've got seven with the Dodgers. So that's 13. So we'll have to see how that works out. Have a great afternoon, and we'll follow you on KMBR.com. Mark Sanchez. Thanks, Mark.
Always the best. Thank you, Marty.
Okay, good to have you on. Well, Bill and Kerry are going to come back with Adam Copeland and talk a little ball with him. Then I'm going to take you the rest of the way on the pregame as we get you ready for baseball today. Giants and Marlins coming up right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.